chocolat, choc, choc, choc. C'est comment tu es, assassiné, sexy, raffiné, comme dans les films au ciné.
Ce gars m'a tué, assassiné, oui j'ai succombé.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Tell me who wanna run a wolf's smack in my purses. Not for recoverer, fuck a tummy. My combos with my name keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gonna drown in this drip, R.I.P. with me. Niggas wildin' out, the streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey. Smack in my purses, not for recoverer, fuck a combos with my name, keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in, just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all come drowning this grip, R.I.P. with me. Niggas wildin' out, the streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward.
Now tell me who wanna run a wolf's smack in my purses. Not for recoverer, but a tummy tuck. Combos with my name keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch.
The yeah!
Combo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gonna drown in this drip, R.I.P. with me. Niggas wildin' out, the streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey. Yeah, y'all gonna hear my name soon. It's not gonna be the same soon. Yeah. It's gonna be over for you lames who don't even got enough money to live in a shade room. Sharing a nigga according to his check. You got him by his heart, and I got him by his neck. The shoes that he bought me kicked up on his desk. My eyes on your paper like I'm cheating on a test. Yeah.
Everybody!
Took him from his wife, that's a month, yo. Then I took the money, that's a sight, yo. He took me out to eat, cause I'm a fuck, yo. You're not getting it back, cause I'm a fuck, yo. Fuck, yo. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. You're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Watching, waiting to exhale. Looking at one theme while my mind is on the next sale. I put dope on the move like express mail. And put powder in the air like a chemtrail. Hustle been in my jeans just like Levi's. Yeah, I'm a queen on a king size. And I don't fuck with cheap guys. My pockets is fat like they deep fried. Finance over romance. I'm about the biggest fam. Yeah, we are not the same bitches fam. I want the info to the bank. And you can have the info to the Instagram. He got kids on the way. He kept it real. Pays me to keep me quiet. My lips are sealed. If the money come up short, he know the deal. I'm telling wifey at the gender reveal. Bling bling. Yeah, it's a fat bitch ting. For some head and some bread, you could have this ting. Let my girl score too. I pass this ting. I want bread and some cheese sandwich tings. I eat from the night to the morning just like Alonzo. Breakfast for dinner, I'm the menu at McDonald's. Too big to be a snack. And they all know he eat it, then he drink it. I'm a combo. Took him from his wife, that's a month, yo. Then I took the money, that's a sack, yo. He took me out to eat cause I'm a fat, yo. I'm not getting it back cause I'm a fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. You're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck y'all.
Once upon a time and I heard that I was ugly.
Yeah!
Came from a chick who don't wanna touch us in my face. Bomb abs tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jury on the dash lightning. I can listen last night, hit him with that good
Mercedes Benz, take them net, working back, party back, no high, give it up.
Hold your butts up.
Karate chop. I'm forever popping it, pulling up and dropping it. Gotta argue with him, cause you know he love a toxic chick. Nerds out here playing, gotta make him understand. If ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my grand. Set my face bomb, abs tight, rack stack up shack height. Jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit him with that good, good, make you wanna act right. Broke boys don't deserve no kitty.
I know that's right.
Shawty independent, all about a bag, yeah. Get that money, count it fast. That's your best friend, smack her on that, yeah. Girl, I got options, I want you, you and you too. Shawty, I'm a freaking, I'ma eat it, make it too. She gon' pop it for that cash. That's your best friend, smack her on it, yeah.
Big ol', buy like money, I need cash. Throw that thing in reverse, drop it slow and pop it fast. Ooh, look like he got money, so you know I'm on it. Yeah, he ain't tryna spin it.
That's right, man.
In his ear, get the strip.
Y'all ready to get entertained and lighten? Powered with the power hour.
I'm with my bestie, so you know you better play it cool. If you want the drama, then you know my body want it too. Pop it, pop it, pop it.
Bless beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 every Thursday a.m. 7:30, 7 a.m. It's early. It's early, but we're back in the flesh. We are available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning I'm joined by my beautiful partners in light, Queen Gina and King Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our chief enlightening officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed melanated rising people, I hope you're feeling awesome this morning. I am grateful to life, I'm grateful to God our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I ask that today's show, let it be exciting, let it be entertaining, let it be educational, and most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners, guiding everybody safely to and from their destinations. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Guys, we're back in the flesh. It's good to see your beautiful faces.
Ooh, nice seeing you too.
I miss y'all.
I miss you guys too. So what's going on? What's going on? Update us now in the flesh.
Oh my gosh, so much and not enough time.
Okay.
So I'm energized.
Are you?
Rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Recuperated.
Like instrumental coming in, just letting you guys know.
Oh wow, this is the new
Pharaoh.
Okay, but turn it down though.
Okay, all right. One thing at a time, guys. Chat. All right, at least they give you a heads up this time.
No, sure. I appreciate that. Okay. I appreciate
today,
that.
All right. Let's see what happens next week.
I know, trust.
So, if all things were the same, I was supposed to be in Mexico last week.
Okay.
And decided to nix that one time.
Right.
And did a staycation. So me and my bestie went out to a cottage in Saint Agathe.
Okay.
Yes. And I want to shout them out because honestly, they were really, like, people were nice through and through.
Nice.
We stayed at this place called Dom en Saint Agathe, and they have, I think they have about like 32 chalets.
Okay.
And although we couldn't go to the beach, we had like the indoor pool. We had the, they also have outdoor heated pools, but I'm not that one to go outside.
You're not about that life?
No.
But you got to give me the link though because my birthday's coming up. So
yo,
yeah.
I'm going to send it. I'm gonna send it. Honestly, they had a fireplace and it was a whole flex. It was really, really nice. So I got to really relax and all that. And can I just say how happy I was? Our stores are open. Cause
girl,
this girl right here,
girl.
Last week though, she got her nails did.
Yeah.
She got her hair did.
Woo.
She got her wax did.
Woo.
She like got her life back. Okay, I'm feeling myself and I'm feeling good.
And you look great. And you look great.
Thank you, darling.
Welcome, darling.
And you know where I went? I checked up. I'm holding up the whole round table. Sorry.
No, we got a lot.
No,
don't worry.
Go ahead.
I went and talking about getting my hair did. I went to Gilgal to pick up some beauty products.
LaSalle.
Listen, Great service.
Thank you.
Super, like, and equipped. She had stuff that I couldn't find in other places.
Trust me, she is dope.
I found my curls and everything. And I asked some questions. She was there to answer
it. Absolutely.
I walked in there. She was playing some gospel. I was like, okay, the vibes.
Yeah, they be playing a lot of gospel up in there. Yeah, I love it in there.
So, shout out to Gil Gal.
Shout out to Gil Gal.
I think I need her in my life. I need an introduction. She should be a part of the OFC.
She's totally awesome.
Yeah, sounds like it. It's my turn?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Your turn.
Oh, I wasn't sure because I thought Gina had two more things to talk about. Okay.
No, those were the two. Actually, I added the two things.
Okay, all right. So, you guys know I had a minor depression. Okay, carnival season came and passed.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
I know.
Tabanka, you say?
Those 2 weeks were not easy.
It wasn't easy.
Even but Monday and Tuesday were
horrible. I know. Okay, so I got to give a shout out to West Cannes. So last week, Thursday, I had the opportunity to take part in West Cannes. They were wrapping up. They had a series that they did for a couple of weeks in conjunction with the BCRC where they were talking. I can't remember. But no, it was about culture and stuff like that. So they did one on like storytelling. They did some on the music and stuff like that. And then it ended up with like a whole carnival theme. Which was pretty lit because I got to go and, you know, take part and be on my stilts and just bring a little carnival vibe.
You put your stilts back on?
I put my stilts on and everything.
I know you felt that.
Oh, come on. I need that in my life. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, that was a little thing. And then, I'm grateful for all the online events. Okay? I cannot front. I am super grateful. I'm looking forward to seeing, like, those memes because I feel like people have cleaner ceilings. I don't know about you guys, but I was wailing towels in my house.
Oh, okay.
And I feel
it's so annoying.
I feel like
where is it going in this, yo?
I feel like with the helicopter waving towels in my house, like it was
I'm not awake.
I'm sure I'm gonna be seeing memes with people that have like little ceiling, like, you know, like little patches of clean ceiling. Because I'm gonna take a picture of my ceiling because it looks cleaner. But no, so that was late. I did the Monday. Okay, no, actually first I tried to do Juve, right? Shy wasn't down to let me throw baby powder in the house.
Tell her all houses rolled right now.
That's right. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna pull it up and we're gonna run that after. But I don't understand how. Anyway, so she wouldn't let me do Juve in the house.
Okay.
But you see, I was just in the wrong house because her sisters, who live right down the street, they have powder all over their house.
Well,
chats.
Who cleaned it?
Okay, well, they're still cleaning it too right now. They're still cleaning it right now, right? But it would have been worth it. I would have been cleaning it. But anyways, it would have
been
mad. Well, it would have been well worth it. Then next, we had Marshall Monday. I went to the wedding.
Again? We went to the wedding last year.
I know. I went again.
Okay.
And I changed my clothes, too. I put on white clothes.
You weren't wearing white to the wedding?
I did wear white to the wedding. I wore white when I washed it at my house, too.
You're so
no,
nice.
But I got
it. We were supposed to. How did you get it and you wasn't wearing white?
Yo, I wore white when I went live. And I wore.
When we were there last year, did you wear white?
Of course I wore white.
Okay.
Of course.
Like you didn't.
No. I wore white when I went, of course.
Okay.
Fresh press, everything.
Yeah, so
but then I wore white again when I washed it in my house. Because I felt.
You felt to be there again.
I was there again.
That was a dope vibe.
So, yeah, no, I was
you
ill.
You hear him stomping? I know.
No,
you heard
trust.
Yeah,
and I'm on the live. So people have seen that I'm dancing. Okay, look. So
that
was the Marshall Monday. And I did like the fact that, you know, that we had the ad libs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. What was your highlight of Marshall Monday?
Highlight of Marshall Monday was actually the wedding.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah. It was the actual
It was really nice.
It was
really
different.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
It
I like
was
that.
The actual wedding.
I have to say, for me, it was Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not expected, right? You're at Ahsoka Jam, and it's like Marshall wedding. But then Dougie Fresh comes
Dougie
out. It's like,
what? Dougie Fresh did come out. That is true.
Anyway, so that was ill.
Yeah, that was
and then to wrap up, I had my Tuesday. My gosh, myself.
Carnival Tuesday?
Carnival Tuesday with the family. It was exceptional. But what show did we take? Oh, it was Yuma. Yuma had a show.
That was a show.
So
I'm playing Mass with them.
Yeah, my wife and I said the same thing.
We
we're like, yo, you know what? Just because what they did here and it was so well put together and just well done, we're going to play Mass with Yuma. So that was it. And they ended it off with Ronnie McIntyre.
Yes.
And,
McIntosh.
Sorry. Thank you.
It's okay.
And Voice. And it was such
Voice
a...
Voice is so dope.
Oh,
I really like
gosh,
him.
I am
I wish we could interview
friend.
Them people and they could
Yo.
Come here and we could talk to them.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Say,
we need to do it.
Say less, sister.
All right.
Say less.
We need to
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Make it. I'm going to make it happen. Say less.
We definitely need to
And, you know, so
people.
I have to say I'm just grateful. I'm grateful just for at least still having an opportunity to, you know, fetch and chip around the place. And last but very far from least, I have to give a shout out to all our DJs on Twitch. because they kept me going during carnival season. Big shout out,
how
DJ Blaster.
I didn't see you do the All Houses Road competition, the championship. What are you? The
you
videos.
Didn't see me?
The champions?
I should have been on there.
Yeah.
All Houses Road.
But you guys did it. But you guys didn't shout you out.
Oh.
The videos that they're doing. How come you didn't do
it? No. Okay, but wait. As you say this, now I don't want to go too far off topic here. Right? I guess I'm still on topic. But
you are on topic.
I'm pulling a Gina here. I'm extending my roundtable session. So. I don't know if I appreciate Bungie and Fran having something at the same time as Soka Monarch. I don't.
But you know them, though.
They need to stop that. They need to stop that. I didn't appreciate it. And you know what? Just to tell you, out of spite, I haven't watched it. Just out of spite. Out of spite. Like, I'm probably going to watch it.
You're
going to
watch
tonight.
It because it was okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I just feel just out of respect for Soka Monarch. You can't have something at the same time as Soka
Monarch.
But
you know why? She used to be a part of it, and then she's not a part of it anymore, right?
For our listeners who don't know, Soka Monarch is like every year, there's a big end of. Not even end, like kickoff carnival, all the artists come and it's called Soka Monarch and, you know, somebody could win. I don't even know who came in first this year.
Armin Appy.
Oh!
my on. God.
There is no, I don't
what
know
do you,
first.
What do you think? The song, the backyard
oh,
song.
Oh, backyard jam.
Oh, we got tickle, lick, tickle, lick, tickle, lick. Okay, this song. Okay, sorry. All sorry, right, we have so a show to do.
Yeah, and maybe we could play these songs later so people don't have
we
to hear
totally
us.
We could totally play these songs later.
But yeah, no, but I don't know. Okay, thanks for letting me know who came in first. But and who came in second, actually, do you know?
That I don't know. I
great, because
really
I'm shouting out who came in third because it's my boy, Mikal Teja. Big shout out, Mikal Teja. Anyways, okay, so next time I'll be more prepared and have these songs ready. But that's basically my morning wrap-up.
Please do. All right, so for me, I'm tired. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but woo, Mistress just woke up. Anyways, but for this week, I made it a point to rewatch older movies, meaning like Waiting to Exhale, Usual Suspects. I actually watched I watched some old ones, Love and Basketball, and How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Now we're gonna touch on How Stella Got Her Groove Back a bit. Taye Diggs' accent. Oh God.
Oh Lord.
All the directors and everybody listening, you know. Can you guys please, if you need Caribbean actors, please get Caribbean actors.
Oh.
Please get Caribbean. Look at me here.
Shots fired.
Please get Caribbean. Taye Diggs was so cringing to watch his voice, his accent. I was like, I don't understand why he didn't just play an American in Jamaica. Like that was one
two
thing.
Two words to that. Cool Runnings.
Yo, God, that's the next one. And I have to go and rewatch that, too. Cool. And I don't know, Gina, I swear to God, I'm going to be texting you through the whole movie. If it's real, it's bad.
It's terrible.
Bad.
We watched it over the Christmas holiday.
It's bad. These things are bad. We need, and you know what? There's so many talented Caribbean actors that they could actually hire in Jamaica, in these places. And it's like they don't go out of their way to do it. So that's one thing. I'm wearing a lot of jogging pants lately, and my mom's like, hey, what going on? So I don't wear jogging pants often. I'm the girly girl of my family, and seeing me wear jogging pants 7 days a week. My parents are like, so you're going to put on a little makeup today or what? You know what I'm saying? And lastly, I took care of my great niece this week. And my life is ran by a 4-month-old. She looked at me like I was short yesterday. And I'm like, okay, because I didn't put on her shoes in time. Excuse me. My ABCs are not on YouTube, Auntie. Let's go. And I need my milk. I swear she snapped her fingers.
Wow.
Like, yeah, and I need my milk. And my life has been, I don't know.
Your life is not your own.
No, how about you guys? I mean, you have nieces, you have your children. Yeah. When they were babies, did your children ever?
Babies? Well, they still run my life. How do you mean?
I'm saying now, like, did they ever look at you like you were short?
No, what are you talking about? Nzinga gets up in the morning, no matter what time we go to sleep at night, just so you guys know. She gets up 7 o'clock, and that's late. 6:45, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
She's up, she wants her yogurt, and she wants her milk, right? And then I have to put in front of French TV because she needs to watch her French TV in the morning.
Right.
And then after that, she wants to exercise. So, but she doesn't like to meditate. She's let me know because I used to have her meditate with me. She's like, Dad, I don't like to meditate. I'll come back when you finish.
Okay.
To exercise.
Right. We'll see you later,
no,
Dad.
No, we have a full morning routine.
It's
just
like,
so you guys
see
know.
See you later, Dad.
Yeah. See you guys later, and don't come to me with all that, you know, meditation talk. I'm not in the mood for
she's
this
not
morning.
Not in the mood for. Okay.
No. So that's Nzinga.
Okay. And your niece is in.
My niece, my youngest niece, she definitely run things like.
Yeah.
Like Rihanna, she runs
these children, and I'm like, whoa.
And actually, my nephew just got. So my sister finally gave him an email address so that he can FaceTime.
Okay.
His uncles and aunts and his grandparents. So I've been getting FaceTimes every day.
Okay, cool.
Which we've been bugging her for it for all this time because we have to call her phone, and when she's busy, we can't talk to
right,
our nephew.
Right.
So we're like, yo, just give the man, an email.
Right.
So we can FaceTime.
Right.
Okay, but watch what you ask for because man's FaceTiming all the time.
Yeah.
Had to go Revenue Quebec, pay my taxes. Man's FaceTiming.
Oh.
He FaceTimed me at 8:45 one day in the morning. I was on vacation.
You're like, sir.
I was asleep.
Sir, it's early.
So, but he and I have been having more
I just want to show you guys a team who runs my life.
Oh, she's so cute, though.
I know. She is.
You guys aren't seeing this. You got to share that picture. Come on.
I'll totally share it on our page. This is who runs my life at the moment. But it's all good. So
but before we jump into headlines, I want to... Hold on. Let me try my DJing.
We promised we'd give Pharaoh a chance in person. So that's what we're doing this one in here. Hey, chill. This is a big song.
If you guys see the concentration in his eyes right now.
So he's doing good, dog.
It's a whole lot of pelting waste in here.
All day, baby. All day. Expect this all morning, baby. All morning. Put rum in a knapsack, then jump out in a hazmat. Happy in we are, you see the gate, we not going past that. Early Juve morning, the mantle still have to take up. The powder still have to fly, and the pain still will have to spray up. The sweat still will have to sweat, but there won't be a crowd to break up. Even if it's me alone, can't even never stop. Red a high skill, jumping on in the gallery like it's road. Road. When somebody getting mad at this suddenly like it's road. Road. My house is the road. Road. Backyard is the road. Road. Front yard is the road. Road. Side yard is the road. All right. Hey. All houses road, brother. All houses road. All houses road, right now. All houses road. All houses road, brother. All houses road. All houses road, right now. All houses road. Everybody know that guy's a man who cater with absence. Even if it's me alone, I party like I don't have. Sorry, thanks, guys. I needed that.
You should have told me I was going to... I would have brought my mask costume from last year.
How did you not know, though? How did you not know?
I forgot it. I just woke up. It's right.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I'm glad you said that because I did do Carnival, what was it, Tuesday in costume while I was working. I did actually put on a headpiece.
Oh, you put on a headpiece. I saw that, actually. I'm very proud of you.
No. Well, I keep it true to the culture. To the culture, yeah.
Stop it.
All right. So we're moving into headlines. Pharaoh, I think you have something to say to us.
I do. Oh, shoot. Guys, so big shout out. So if you guys did not catch it last week, go back and check the archives. Big shout out to our queens. Where's my hand applause? I didn't cue that up, but you'll get the dry ones from my hands right now.
Clap for myself. Yes. Is that rude? I'm trying not to.
Well, you guys can clap for each other because the episode was ill. Yeah, we did the all women episode. So you guys know, like basically, technically we did it at the beginning of the month, but we played it last week.
Yeah.
And it was smash. Like it was awesome. Got all kind of great reviews, all kind of ting and ting. So guys, big shout out because it was ill. Like
thank you.
You know, I'm excited because I feel I could retire soon. All right.
Okay.
That was not the point of the show.
Oh, no, because I feel like you guys have it under control right now. You guys have
it. I mean, you need to take a couple of days off. Good, a couple of weeks off.
Okay.
I can do it. Yeah. I told you.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Okay, good. You guys know how you get it.
You
like
guys
teach
me this stuff. But yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, so that was that. And also, so let me hold on. Turn down the tunes 2 seconds.
Oh, so loud.
The volume on the beat?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I was over vibing just now? Sorry, guys. I don't know if that's where you guys are.
Because you just came from the road.
Yeah, I did. True. I came from the road. You're not even lying. But so last week, February 11th, we celebrated, I should say, acknowledged, remembered, commemorated the god Bad News Brown, our very own. It's this year is 10 years, since he transcended.
Wow.
And it was myself and the family, we came together, and some of his close friends. Big shout out to Big H. Big shout out to Cena, Lex, and so we put together this a commemorative image of Bad News, like the one that you guys might have seen circulating online with him in purple,
We're actually going to make that available for people who want to actually, you know, be able to download the image and who want maybe to get it on merch and whatnot. So basically, I just got to give him a shout out. Always be bad news, rest in power. And on his birthday, May 8th, we're going to be doing a commemorative little something something for him as well. So you guys just stay tuned to that. But it's, yes, basically he's gone, never forgotten. He's, yeah, always, always rest in power, God. Bad news, Brown, for life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep on talking, Farrell, because this one too, Mama Z Camara, you did, you guys did, it was a protest.
I know, right?
I believe,
yo, all kind
you
know of thing going on,
yeah,
in truth.
Yeah, so you, this is more you, like, I mean, yeah. How, first of all, how did it go? And then after, we'll get to the headline.
Yeah, so basically, so, well, so for, and for those who might not know, just to give you guys some quick context. So we have Mama Di Camara, who's a young brother in the community, student, PhD student, and I think even like teacher, soon to be father of twins, was basically, he was pulled over for talking on his phone, which... basically, he even said that he didn't do that either. But anyways, so he was stopped when the police officer who had stopped him went back to his vehicle. He was attacked from the back by somebody who took his gun and all kind of thing. Camara basically was able to be a witness to what happened. And then on his way, by before he got back to his house, the police were at his house to arrest him for the crime. And that's where it just it turned into a nightmare. Like, it wasn't already a problem. Basically, they arrested him, foot on head, all kind of thing in the snow.
All kinds of shit.
And now, if you see the man, he's a frail, small dude. Eh? So
he's
there's
small.
No way to. But anyways,
he's small.
And yeah, so long story short, he's in jail for like 6 days without communicating with his family. So his wife doesn't know what's happening to him. All kind of different things, and it's messed up. They ransacked his house. All kind of different things to for it to come out that yeah he's not the guy, but it was clear he was stating his innocence, but there was witnesses that were saying that he wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
There was all kind of different things that just said he wasn't the guy. And what really frustrates me about these kind of things is understanding. First of all, again, and I've said it before, I don't hide these things. I've been inside before, and. Like, there's a certain character you kind of have to have. Yeah. Like, this guy is not a criminal. He's not, like,
yeah.
he even said in an interview that he did that even the guys in jail were like, you shouldn't be here. It's like, what are you
right?
doing here,
exactly,
right?
You.
So, but just so you guys can understand the flip side, because my short time inside, I happened to come across a young man who was inside for assaulting a police officer.
Okay.
Guys. Now, understand that, like, if you think that the police act away already, picture when they think that you've hurt one of their own.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Yeah.
You want to grab the door in the bathroom? Yeah, so picture, like, how they treat you when they think you've affected one of their own. Just let that, you know, resonate in you for a second. So understand this man went through torture for 6 days.
Imagine.
I never have to come out and give an apology.
Some weak apology on top of that. Don't even start. We could talk about this whole episode. Eh? The way that it's so enraging. This
yeah,
whole story.
Tell me
like,
about it.
But now I've been, you know, I mean, I'm on social media very much and things like that. Now I'm seeing that a lot of people are saying that Mama Z accepted the apology a little bit too quickly, and then after it gave the narrative that sometimes we as melanated folk are too easy and quick to forgive. Do you feel that way, Pete?
Yeah.
You do, eh?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but now the thing is, again, there's balance, okay?
Okay.
So, like, I know there's a plus in letting go when you feel like you've been hurt.
Right. Okay.
Like, so you release something in yourself when you do accept and you do forgive, and at least you know, like you're relieving yourself almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So. That part I understand, but I still just feel that there needs to be more accountability.
Absolutely.
From the side of police. So I'm not mad at him for saying accepting the apology, but now where I'm a little I'm questioning things is because I know he's going to sue the city of Montreal, and I feel he should sue them to the point where they change Montreal to Camara D. To Mama D.
Hey.
He owns the whole city now. Just take, like, whatever.
Right,
sue them for
right.
gazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Make a point.
For
set
sure.
precedence.
For sure.
But now I'm seeing that Canada is saying that they could give him a, basically make him a permanent citizen because he's not a citizen.
Exactly. I saw that too.
Now, my concern is, are they trying to dangle a carrot and say, well, look, if you settle out of court, we could give you
everything that you need.
You know, everything that you need.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like that.
You know, I don't know.
It sounds like a bribe.
And that's
not even lack of a better word. It's a bribe.
That's what it's sounding like, you know. So that's my only that's my only hesitation. That's my only concern. But I gotta, like I said, I give him the props. I give him the shout out.
Right.
For just, you know, like for being him and for keeping him 100. Now there's another thing I had liked is he did an interview on Tout le monde en parle.
I saw that a little bit. Yep.
But what I appreciate is that before doing that, he was on, he's been working very closely with Will Prosper.
Okay, yeah.
And Hoodstock and stuff like that.
Right.
So he was properly advised. And one of the things that he did is before going on that show, for those who don't know, that's a white French show.
Yep.
He did a thing with the community first.
Okay.
And he made sure that we were on our own platform and he spoke to us before he spoke, you know,
to them.
You know what I mean? Right. And again, I hate to do an us and them thing, but let's just be 100.
But it is what it is.
We don't own that media.
Exactly.
And on the call after Tout le monde en parle, so big shout out to our boy Thierry. I'm not if it'd be dope if he makes it this morning. If not, then we understand. It's all love.
Mm.
But him and he actually hosted and there's some Gabriella from
Librairie
Racine, and another brother's name is slipping me right now. But the point is, they put on a discussion after the Tout le monde en parle.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that was made, and it resonated with me, is that what we should have done, and moving forward, we should consider doing, when there's things like this, and you have a person like Mamadi, who is as popular as he is, amongst ourselves, we should finance our own production, film an interview with him, and sell it to the other platforms.
Ooh.
Because it's like, because if not, like what we're doing, we're giving them mad ratings.
Exactly.
Ratings. I've never even watched a show before I watched it. Right?
Exactly.
So just to tell you, like, but why? Like, why do we have to do it? Let us produce our own things and then sell it to these networks. You
that's
guys want
right.
the visibility? You pay up.
Another way to hit their pockets. So that's what's up. I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
And one thing I got to give a shout out. Sorry, it slipped my mind.
Okay.
But I got to give a shout out to the Queen Anastasia Marcelin. She did host a protest. Obviously, like the OFC supported, and I was there to give her a hand. We hosted a protest on Saturday. You need some real dedication to protest in -100,000 degrees. But
it was cold Saturday.
It was cold,
and I was like bundled up, and I was like, my brother Farrell. Yeah.
Yo, for the people.
I mean, I wasn't here, but
yes, for the people, guys. And no, but it touched my heart. There's some testimonies that we got there,
good.
Like people sharing like what they've gone through. And another time, I'll share a little. Maybe I'll see if I even play a little excerpt. But really,
yeah,
like just letting you guys know what it is. So we're there, just letting the community know that it's. Like, it's time that, like, again, I had said it before, I'm done with the marching. We have to start.
We have to start
demanding more accountability. And,
absolutely.
Guys, this is a municipal election year. Let's look for something different. Let's look to either empower our own. Let's start thinking, in all honesty, the OFC, we've been planning stuff since last year.
Mm.
But real talk, guys, it's time that we as a community, as a collective, we start thinking more politically. It's a municipal election year again, guys. Get in contact with us if you're interested. You want to get involved in the politics. You have questions. You have whatever it is. You're more than welcome. Holler at us. Let's make it happen.
That's it. We're going to move right along to the next one. Oh, gosh. When I read this, I just rolled my eyes. But anyways, Central Park Karen charges were dropped because she attended therapy and she now will not go to jail.
Of course. That's all it takes.
So you guys all remember Central Park
Karen. Of course we remember Central Park Karen.
Who called the police because she was being attacked. By an African-American.
Yeah.
She was lying? That thing?
Yeah.
Well, of course she was lying.
Of course she was lying.
She was lying while being videotaped.
Exactly. On top of that.
And
like, really? Oh, goodness.
And she knew what she was doing.
She knew everything she was doing.
She called the white cops on the black man.
Exactly. Mm. But now she's all released because, you know.
Because I have a question.
Because she went to therapy.
Who gave her the therapy?
Bro. Online? Virtual? I don't know. YouTube? I don't know.
Yeah, YouTube therapy.
YouTube therapy.
Who gave her the therapy? Was it a non-black therapist?
Oh, I'm certain it was.
I'd like to.
And I'm waiting for her statement. I'm waiting for another statement. I think she made one already, but I'm waiting for her statement. Her apology because she didn't know what she was doing. I'm waiting for her statement. She didn't know to who she affected. I'm waiting.
Oh, mm. Wow.
Because, you know, they always come out with the statement, oh, I didn't know who I was affecting when I did what I did. Yes, the hell you did.
Oh, yeah. And those apologies, like, I'm sorry if I have offended
exactly.
anyone.
Exactly. Or wait,
those aren't
apologies. I have one, too. I have black friends. So I didn't mean what I did.
Stop it.
You know, you said that, and I know it's later down in our lines, but as you say that you have black friends things,
yeah.
TikTok, all you TikTok people out there, all you black men who are really boys and you're letting your white women tell the people how to date
Ooh,
black men.
That's another episode.
That's
Gina?
What's happening
that's
on TikTok?
Episode,
listen, I already seen too many.
That's
wait,
it. Too
hold
too
on,
many.
Wait, no,
that's
sorry, guys.
Episode.
No, let me understand what's happening on TikTok. You guys might be missing.
TikTok was like, how to date black men.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there next to his white girlfriend
telling us
the people how to date black men.
Me?
Saying,
I'm too much of a gangster for this one. I don't want to talk about it.
Saying, oh, you're not supposed to touch their hair.
Yo.
Or
don't make me
start. Oh, and we can't say yo, the N-word. And he's sitting there like, yeah.
Yo.
Like, yeah. A, like a big gumma grum. Like a big lickety split. Like a big idiot.
I love this.
Big dumb moldy but guys, Oreo. Yeah, asshole.
I have to say, because in one of our groups, so we have an OFC group online.
Yeah.
And I shared an ABBA and Preach video.
Okay.
Where ABBA and Preach are talking about these biracial relationships. And they're actually talking about they have PK Subban and his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, because they went public when they broke up.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yo, first of all, I feel, because we never had the discussion. We had planned it in December. Then we were working on trying to do it again in February. It's like, but it has to happen. But
we
this,
had a little bit of it.
We did have a little discussion, but it seems like the people want to talk about this.
Yeah. They want to talk.
They
about
want
it,
to talk.
But
about
we need
this.
To dedicate a whole episode to that because it's gonna go very far.
Yeah, and but the thing is,
it'll go
like,
far.
Like I've been reading all these comments, and if we're gonna do this, we ought to do it right. Like we need proper context. We
okay.
need everybody's perspective. So we need the biracial, the black man with the white woman. We need the white woman with the black man. We need the black on black.
But
black
to that point, because we keep saying biracial, and I wanna. Clarify, anyways, I guess we can later on when we decide, but like, are we talking about blacks with non-blacks, or are we talking about black people with white people? Because we keep saying
good point.
Yeah,
but that doesn't just mean black
and
white.
Exactly.
That's true. I wanted to clarify that too.
You know, I like that. Actually, shoot, I don't know, because like for the most part, when we see it, it's usually black and white. Like it seems like it doesn't affect people as much if it's like, you know, Chinese and black,
right.
Or, you know, Spanish and black.
And I'd like to get into that.
Right.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about, okay, you know what? We are going completely.
I know.
Yeah, we got more headlines, guys.
I know.
Please.
I apologize.
That's why I said it needs to be a full episode with background
no, you're
music
right.
the
you're
whole
right.
time.
So that was a teaser, guys.
That
are you
a
teased?
Teaser.
Stay tuned.
I hope, yeah,
are
I
you
hope,
teased?
Yeah.
Why not take it
I know. I don't know, guys.
It's early. And we're going to move on. We're going to move on. Quelle TV.
Yeah, so I came across Quelle TV on Instagram, and I wanted to mention it. I haven't subscribed yet, but I do want to get into it. So Quelle TV has over 450 undiscovered, award-winning indie films, documentaries, web series,
wow.
and kids shows.
Okay.
Black kids shows, folks.
Hey, hey, hey. Gotta get my niece on that.
Celebrating global black stories. So they have a 7-day trial. They have, like, you know, 1-day trials and stuff like that. They have a couple of free contents and what have you. And, like I wanted to mention it, not because I've tried it yet, but I think that we always talk about forest bias type of things.
Of course.
Quelle TV seems to be in line with that.
I think so.
Go check it out.
Please share it on our page.
Let's share that on the page
that
today.
Sounds litty.
For sure. For sure. As you say forest bias, there's just one question. You guys would still rock FUBU?
I mean,
would you?
They would need a revamp.
Sean John FUBU.
But didn't FUBU sell this company? Yeah, like I watch them on Shark Tank.
But that's not what I asked you guys. I asked you if you'd still wear it.
Well, where's the where's the relevance? Why would I wear it? It's not even owned by black people anymore.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know.
And it's not even like it's litty anymore. It's like when, back in the day, I had the FUBU skull cap. I had the FUBU jogging suits. I had the FUBU, all FUBU, everything. And I love the man's story. I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head. The founder, creator of FUBU.
Yes.
But it's like, I love his story. He did it out of the trunk, basically, out of the backyard. And you guys know I'm about that life.
Exactly.
I made zillions of dollars selling white t-shirts. So
what was it, like triple X?
Yeah. Yo, what do you guys? Yo, big shout out to MCD Solo, myself and Solo. Yo, what? We go back and forth to New York. Actually,
hey, I've been on those runs.
I know.
Too.
Gina came on those runs.
In the car?
Yo, thank you. You guys don't know. No. Guys, if you want to, I don't feel people in the city really grind.
They don't really, and they almost get upset. I remember people used to get upset with Sol and I just because we were doing all kinds of things. But yo, we grind. When I tell you, when man's went sleeping back and forth to New York one day, back coming back with duffel bags of teas, supplying all the stores.
I love that.
Come on, man.
You guys gotta tell that story.
Yo,
you
guys don't
even
know.
Film that story. Make that story into something.
We got it, right? Yo, you guys don't even know.
Everyone's
visual
these days. We'll get it on Quality TV.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All
right, next one. Dave Chappelle, Redemption Song, posted on IG. The Chappelle Show is coming back to Netflix and has been rightfully restored back to Dave Chappelle.
I am so excited.
I'm happy for that. I am so happy for them.
He got his name. He said, like, his IG post, he named it Redemption Song. And, like, he said, you know, he got his name back. He got his rights back. He shouted out the new owner of Comedy Central and you know, for people doing the right thing, and he's sticking with Netflix for really backing him and them asking him to pull it in the first place. And so he's awarding them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Right.
To have the Chappelle Show.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
On Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm waiting. Okay. Actually, let me find out the date too, because that's in queue, and I'm shutting down the phones. That's all I'm doing. I'm just watching back-to-back Chappelle Show.
Yeah. I really want them to play an old Chappelle Show where they did Rick James in the couch.
Well, I still watch the DVDs because I have them in my house. But
yeah, you still watch it? Yeah.
Yeah, I still have the DVDs. You know.
That's my favorite one.
Well, my favorite David Chappelle is the black white supremacist. White power. Anyways, sorry, guys. But those who are tuning in right now are going to be like, what? Are you?
I know. If you guys are younger and you don't really know Dave Chappelle, you have to watch.
If you're tuning in right now, we're talking about Dave Chappelle. Just give you guys some context. This show has not become white power, but it was a very good episode, I have to say.
All right. We're going to take a musical break, I'm assuming.
You know it.
All right. Let's get into it.
I got a special one here.
Let's get into it.
It's a special one. Wait.
DJ Farrow on the ones and twos this morning.
Hey.
That's it, G. I keep singing that, baby.
Sing it, G.
Listen.
Woo. What song was that? Tell us, please.
That was Sweet Miki Aitzi.
Sweet Miki. I watched his documentary, Bye. He was interesting.
He
was something interesting. He used to wind up on the stage and all those kind of things. I used to watch him do that. He was interestingly political.
Sweet Miki was integral to my upbringing. Like, I hear him, I think of my basement parties. My mom's side, we used to have those basement parties where the kids were downstairs and the parents were doing their dances, their kwampa upstairs.
Right.
You know.
I have one question because I almost got in trouble for this and we're going to go into the affirmation. So wait, you know, it's a craziness with Miss Trish. when you go to a kwampa party with one person, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to stay with that one person all night? Because I got in trouble for not staying with the one person for all night.
You went with the wrong person.
Okay. Okay, because you can switch partners.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, because I was like, oh.
You might be getting advice from the wrong person, though. just context. Context. All right. don't take Gina's word as
the
key.
The way I live
upset.
My life.
Exactly.
XR, we have a guest here. I believe he knows this. Yeah. Sir, do you know this and answer?
Listen, I'm going to plead the fifth. Yeah,
no, but the thing is, here's the thing. If that's your man, though.
I mean.
If that was your man, because it's
I don't do titles.
I love it.
Because here's the thing, though. Like, if we're like, oh, we're going to a kompa party, it's the same concept as soca, right? Like, you're going to dance.
Is
around.
It?
However.
Didn't come that. I was in New York, too. It didn't come across like that.
Well, I'm not New Yorkian, but.
He was a Haitian American.
Yeah, I know, but different rules for different states.
Okay, different strokes for different folks.
But it does depend how you dance, too, because there's a difference.
Yeah, because there was that slow business happening.
There's a difference. If you're going to dance, if you're there with somebody and you're dancing with somebody else, you can't dance too close.
But isn't that how kompa is?
I know. I'm kind of torn,
I think
too.
That's why he got upset, because I was really...
No, yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
No,
titles.
That's the thing, though. Like, you can dance with other people, but there's a way you dance with your man, kompa, and there's a way that you dance with other people.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of the same with soca.
Nah.
I mean, well, no, I think so, yeah.
If I'm there
I would, have to say, yeah, because, you know, you like, there's a thing with getting a bubble. There's a bubble.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there's a little slow grind going on. And we're like, hold on.
What if he's just cute and you just want to give him the little something and then after go about your business?
Well, that's why you go back single.
Thank you.
No titles. This is no titles.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm still a G. Let's keep on going with the affirmations.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you, Ms. Trish.
I know. Riling us up. Daggone it. Well, no, that's a good topic, though.
This week's affirmation, you know, you never know unless you ask, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
knowledge,
of course.
Knowledge is power,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't know, I ask, for sure.
So this week's affirmation is, you are allowed to be a masterpiece and a work in progress simultaneously.
Boom.
Damn it. I need to get these claps set up. Jeez.
You had weeks to do that, sir.
No, you're right. You're right.
Just because you're still
effort.
Working on yourself does not mean that you're a masterpiece.
Amen.
And I have a little double up on that. I got two for one today.
Hey.
And so to that point, life does not have to be perfect to be great.
Sure. That's right.
If you keep chasing perfection, you're never going to be satisfied. Appreciate what you have when you have it, when it's here, and keep pushing, keep growing.
Amen. I like that.
So... Yeah.
That was amazing. Did you hear the hand clap?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This one person clapping at 0.444 seconds per minute. It's so slow.
I think that's a root clap. Take it off.
That's a clap when you boo somebody. That's a boo clap. That was
a slow clap, eh? Exactly. I'm testing out claps live on radio. That's what
turn down that background music just a little bit, please, babe.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, no, I was testing out the claps as we're going through them. But no, but honestly, Gina, that was really
a good one. But please get a better clap.
Yeah, just I'm working on the claps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a clap thing. Like if your man sees you dancing with another man in a whole pop party. That's what that was.
In your face. You having a good time?
Yo, that's when you know you're about to get talked afterwards.
That's how I am.
Are you ready to go? I'm going to stay another hour.
That's the kind of clout you gave.
I don't want to talk about it.
I was just dancing.
Let me follow that up with this week's gold.
Yes, please.
Goal. I said gold. Goal. Turn off the screens, guys. Let's read a little.
Mm. Yeah, that's what's up.
I like that.
I've been reading, though, but yeah.
Okay, Miss Trish.
I know.
Already
you know
doing
me.
This
I already.
School?
Yeah,
you just finished saying that you watch a whole bunch of old school movies.
Right, but I could balance my time.
That's
my sun rising is in Libra. Balance. Thank you very
much.
Okay.
Talk about it,
ma'am. Why are you yelling?
I got you guys riled up, so you know. Just trying to continue.
We're hype right now. We're hype.
So yes, let's turn off the screens for a little bit. All for right. a little bit. I like that. And just read a little or a lot. Whatever you want to do.
I started reading 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Oh, dope.
Because my time management is whack.
Oh, okay.
Talk so, about it.
Yeah, it's like I have so much things to do. So I just try to go with the vibe, really. That's it, like to keep myself sane. I'm like, I'm just going to go with the vibe. But now reading this book, I understand so much key fundamentals to, you know, just to how to prioritize, you know. So anyway, so just in support of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm really down for reading more.
What are you reading, Jay?
I said it's this week's goal.
Oh, she didn't start. She didn't start yet? Calling her out like that.
I just want to know what she was reading.
No, I'm actually I am reading The 3 Ways of Volunteers. It's a really long book. So
okay, got you.
But
that's
don't
cool.
don't ever call me out like that again, Trish.
I was kidding. It was a thing.
Just kidding.
It was just a joke.
Did you guys
She's supposed to be able to call out people when they. What happened? What happened?
No,
her?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm supposed to be able to call out people.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able. But that's what friends are for. You know what I mean? Friends are for.
Oh, you have a book that to read. It's called Glow's Resolution.
I'm getting to it. I already told you. Let me finish the one book.
You said I wanted to call you out, so I
let me finish the one book.
Oh, Trish, is that your book? Is that
simultaneous
mine?
Reading.
Yeah. That's doing really well, actually, on my own website.
I just caught that. I was like, wait a second.
Glow's
Resolution.
It's a fiction. It's a fiction story, but I wrote it in the summertime last summer, and it's doing pretty well. Y'all should read that. Okay. It's good.
And we shall.
All right. I'm waiting for you, Gina.
Absolutely. All right, Farrow.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Sorry, guys. You see, I got distracted here trying to find claps.
Oh, God. Please stop that. Just stop it for this episode.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Who we got? Who we got?
We got in the building.
Wait, guys. I'm not ready yet. Yo, just fill some time.
How about those Yankees?
It's Vanna White's birthday.
Who's?
Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune.
It's her birthday?
Yeah.
Is
February 8th is Dr. Dre's birthday, too, today. And it's Toni Morrison's birthday today. If you ever heard of a book called Tar Baby, it's actually her birthday as well today.
Okay,
you guys don't know Vanna White?
Oh,
yes,
no,
I
see
do.
What's happening.
I know Gina knows Vanna White. P, I'm not so sure.
No, don't
just,
be so
just
sure.
Just yelling at people today.
No, like, but the thing with Vanna White, like I always wondered, is Vanna White and Pat Sajak, is that the guy's name?
Is that a ting? Are you calling them a title?
I'm wondering, is it a ting?
I don't know.
I think
she was married to somebody else.
Was married?
I don't know these people's business like that. I always wondered if they were a thing too. But does that mean that every show duo show host has to be a thing? AJ and Free, were they a thing?
I heard they tried a thing. That's what you said. What I'm saying.
Yeah, but all it takes is for one person to say something, and there goes a rumor.
Exactly.
Unless it's coming from the horse's mouth. Just
exactly.
Leave it
Roxy
alone.
And Terrence. You think they were a thing? I know Roxy and Terrence tried a thing too.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's not, I'm not making this
up. Do you think it's because they're in the office all the time together?
I mean, did you try a ting with everyone you worked with?
I mean, I bleed the fifth like the fellow did.
Oh, Jesus, here it is.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
You know, it's only a couple of seconds, right? But I feel when I don't bring in the Nas, I just feel I'm off my game. I just feel Nas has to bring it in before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, don't you guys feel like so more empowered? Like, just, listen to these strings in the back.
Oh, are you going to play Nas long, but you wanted to cut off my IET? Okay.
Look, that song
no,
was 15
that was,
minutes.
That was shorter, G. Come on, you got to give people.
Yo, guys, side
that
note.
That was the intro, Gina.
Gina wanted us to play an 8-minute intro song.
It was
song
5 minutes.
That's 5 minutes.
But what song do you really know is 5 minutes?
Yo.
Nowadays, all songs were 5 minutes back in the day. How you
back
mean?
In the day, Gina, it's 2021. That's if you look at the date.
It doesn't matter.
It's Dr.
I'm an
Dre's
80s baby.
Birthday. As am I.
I'm an 80s baby.
She made us dust off the 8-track for that track and everything, all kind of.
Yo,
anyway.
Yo, keep it up. Next week, I'm coming with the 8-minute track. Keep it up.
Okay.
The 8-minute wait plans.
Can I have a business owner? You guys want to
oh,
just...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you guys,
your turn.
Your own thing? Okay, cool. So, with no further ado, so I have an awesome, awesome guest in the studio with us this morning. First, let me make sure the mic is up. Microphone check. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you there in the house. So, okay, well, I call him Phil. I don't know if how deep we want to go into his government and all that good stuff. But Phil, welcome to the Empower Hour. We're happy to have you on here with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, that's why I was trying to get the claps
no,
ready.
No,
Pete, come on.
No,
just keep on talking, Farrow. Let's go, Phil. What you do? Who he is? Let's go, please.
Okay, so you guys know I like to get down. So, Phil, before we get into the business, what we're actually here to talk about, can we first introduce you to the world who might not know who you are?
Yeah, sure. My name is Phil Gagnon-Joseph. I'm the creator and host of an interview series called Rep Matters. Basically, what we've done is we've focused on black entrepreneurs and investors in the tech space. The goal is to increase participation of the black community in tech and venture capital. And, yeah, so that's what I'm working on right now. My background, I mean, I'm born and raised in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Travel quite a bit. I used to live in the U.S. and in China for work. Okay. My previous career was in sports and medicine, so I worked mainly with football teams. So University of North Carolina, Philadelphia Eagles for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the Chinese Olympic team is where I kind of decided to hang up the, medicine jersey.
Okay.
I said, you know what, I'm going home. I want to focus on my new passion, and I'm here doing that.
Wow. Now, see, that's an awesome life story. So now, what... Why did you want to get into this whole world of venture capitalism and stuff?
So really for me, it was about making a scalable change. So, you know, in my previous career, I was helping people, and now I really wanted to help people in a way that was scalable. And, you know, I really wanted to empower the black community economically. So when I looked at what was going on in the world, everything is shifting towards technology. And venture capital is the vehicle behind a lot of these technology companies. And so I got interested in both those things, you know, in tech and in venture capital.
Nice. And the thing, what I like about that is that there's so much opportunity in tech. It's like we've been encouraging a lot of the youth and stuff that we work in because we know this is where the world is going.
Mm-hmm.
So and when we're talking economic scarcity and all these things, like you have to think outside the box. You have to be prepared to pivot. And it's really important that we start diversifying our portfolio, so to speak.
Of course.
So can you tell us now, like for those who don't know, can you just give us like some nuggets? Like what as a community should we be doing? To start getting into this market, getting into the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, the internet makes everything really accessible, right? It's a low barrier of entry, right? Mm-hmm. There are different jobs. You don't have to be necessarily a coder, mm-hmm. although, you know, coding skills are in high demand,
right? Yeah.
And there's very high-paying jobs if you come in as an engineer. Mm-hmm. But really, it's about educating yourself on what's out there. There's tons of jobs that we are not taught about in school mm-hmm. that are available in the tech industry mm-hmm. and that are high-paying jobs, higher paying than the average job outside of the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the first thing is really educating yourself about what's out there and what's best for you.
Mm, I like that. And now we're talking about investments, mm-hmm. right? And so, and you and I, we had an opportunity to chat.
We did.
I think this is really important for the community, just mm-hmm. because, again, with what we're currently experiencing with COVID and with all these different, financial limitations that we're being faced with, people have to diversify, mm-hmm. right? And we have to start looking at different ways of financing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit in terms of like just how we could diversify that aspect?
Yeah. So there's different types of financing models. I guess traditionally when we think about financing, we think of getting a loan from a bank, and that's debt financing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways of financing, and in venture capital, the primary way is equity financing, right? Mm. So where they give you money and you give them a percentage of your company, right? That's the main form of financing in venture capital. There's different ways. There's different models. You can tweak things, but really,
For those listening and who are basic like myself, so we're talking like Dragon's Den, Shark Tank kind of thing. I come with an idea.
Exactly. That's exactly kind of what it is. It's a pitch. Mm-hmm. It's all centered around an entrepreneur being able to communicate mm-hmm. what it is they're working on and you know what they've done and then investors will decide whether or not to invest, right? And what the terms are to that agreement. And on Shark Tank, you see a bunch of different ways of people financing, right? They say, "Oh, you know what? I want a royalty deal," or "You know what? There's different ways of setting it up,
mm-hmm.
and venture capital, for the most part, is really about taking equity.
See, and so and basically that, like, when you say equity, that's like part ownership of your company.
Yeah,
and I think it's important that we even address that so people understand. Like, we say part ownership, and I know certain people start to cringe. Right, because it's like we're thinking, well, look, we don't want to give up our baby. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something we created. We want to own it. We want to hold it. But you have to be mindful of where you want to go with it, right?
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared to scale.
Exactly. So that's what they don't invest in a business that's going to go 1x, 2x. They're looking for a 10x business, right? That they're really looking to inject money into a business that's going to grow exponentially.
Mm.
And so, yes, you want to maintain ownership and control of your company, but you know, there's certain things that you can't do without, you know, a multi-million dollar injection, right? You can't go to 200-300 employees in a short number of years without that type of money, right? You need money on the front end to hire people, to do certain things, to market. And so it's really about, okay, well, if you want to stay at the size that you are, that's fine.
Right.
But if you really want to grow, this is a way you can do that. You know, and I'm not saying this is the way. This is a way.
A way. No, I love that. And again, it just gives us options, because it's like right now we need to be thinking outside the box. So now, for somebody who's listening, right? And again, like the you have to get in your head, and I felt it was important to clarify this, because it's not just any type of business. Like it's like people who are running like we were talking about tech and different things like that have the opportunity to scale. So now, mm-hmm. if you're in this pool, potential pool.
Mm-hmm.
What should you do next? Like, what are our next steps? How do we get in the game? Like, how do we get onto our Dragon's Den? Or is that what we're trying to do? Or, you know, how do we connect with these investors? Like, how do you get into these circles? Like, because these aren't the average people. These aren't just somebody that you're just kind of coming across who's a multimillionaire who's like, yeah, okay, I'll give you 100 racks. Or, you know, like
no.
Right.
That's not how it is.
Right.
But really, you know, if you already have a product and you're already in motion, like mm-hmm. there's a certain time frame where you know a venture capitalist would be interested in what you're doing,
once
you have a certain product, right?
Okay.
If you're really at the ideation phase, maybe you go to like an incubator or somewhere where they help you hone your business plan and hone like everything, you know, or an accelerator program where you already have something going on and they're really going to help you accelerate your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming out of those places, usually that's when you'd get funding,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you already have a viable, some people make, you know, very viable tech companies mm-hmm. and don't require venture capital at all, or only later on when they're really trying to scale, you know? And so you ask, what would you do next if you had a product or an early company? Really, it's about networking to the maximum, okay. going out and putting your face out there, putting